who don't know Jesus. You have experienced that. You know what Paul is talking about. And then fears within. Of course you're going to have fears within. And that's why God has given that scripture in 2 Timothy 1:7. He has not given us the spirit of fear. God has not done that. He has not put that on you. It is the devil. But he has given you power and love and a sound mind. That's so important, Darren, and to know that.
Power, love, and a sound mind. I tell you, what more could you ask for?
That's right.
And I'll tell you, you know, it does say that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and he doesn't always do that through disease.
Mm-hmm.
Many times we give in fact, I'm going to say this. I believe the afflictions for the Christian, that's a much greater danger and threat than disease.
Well, I agree, and it talks about that with the sower and the seed.
Right.
Watch out, people. Don't fall back.
Don't give in.
Don't give in to the persecution.
And if we were, quote, unquote, sick as often as we are afflicted, I mean, all of us would have been destroyed by some kind of bug or germ somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It would have gotten to us physically. And as we're going to show in this teaching, you have become so weakened by this, you couldn't even fight back.
That's right.
You'd be, I think the word is enervate. You would have been so destroyed by the attack on your body. But here we're talking about the afflictions. And what we need to do is say the word of God when we're attacked, when we're persecuted, and when the pressure is on. We need to speak the word of God, because as that word goes through our mouth, out of our hearts, and hopefully you've memorized word that will help you. For example, you quoted 1 John 4:4 a while ago. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Greater is he who is in me than all these bills that are squeezing
that's
me.
Right, that's
Greater
right.
Greater is he who is in me than all these people are picking on me at work. You've got to say the word of God, and that will build you up strong. Now, I've quoted that scripture twice here in this teaching, and do you know I feel strength? I feel the substance of the word rising up in my heart.
That's right.
I'm looking for a lion, and I want to go out and kill something.
Well, I don't know about that. But in 1 Thessalonians 2:14, we're getting Paul's heart here, and he's really getting downright honest. If you'll read some of the epistles of Paul, you'll see his basic nature coming out. And here in 1 Thessalonians 2:14, he's talking of the great persecution these precious people have gone through in their belief in Jesus Christ. For you, brethren, and this is verse 14, for you, brethren, he's talking to the church, became imitators of the churches of God that are in Judea, for you also endured the same sufferings at the hands of your own countrymen. Listen to this. The sufferings at the hands of your own countrymen, even as they did from the Jews who killed the Lord Jesus and drove us out. Wow, right here, Darren, in one verse, he is talking about persecution from human beings. They were driven out by the Jews who killed Jesus, who had Jesus crucified, and also they are warning the people, don't be discouraged when your own countrymen come against you.
In other words, the pressures.
That's it.
Persecutions, words. And I believe some of these people probably had some rocks thrown at them.
Oh, absolutely.
Some of them were stoned, some of them were jailed, some of them were beaten. And I don't think Paul was the only one that was subject to the cat of nine tails. I think, that was a fairly common occurrence.
And it's going on today, Darren,
right,
around the world. In some countries around the world, people who love the Lord Jesus Christ are being killed and persecuted. They're losing their homes and everything because of their belief.
Amen. And here in the United States, there's another way they take things away from you. They may take your job away from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen bosses at Christmas time fire people. They could have kept them through the holiday season, for example. They knew that they had a family. They had no heart. They had no compassion. They went ahead and let them go.
Uh-huh.
And there was great suffering brought to that household. But I'll tell you, that's where we got to know who our source is, folks. See, our source is not ourselves. Our source is not our family and our friends, even our church.
That's right.
Our source is the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the devil orchestrates one of these attacks on your life, you got to know what's coming down.
That's
you
right.
You not got to know who's starting and who's behind it.
Oh, praise God.
And you
got to
resist him, the devil, and go with Jesus all the way.
And that's why it says in Mark 10:29, it says, truly I say to you, these are Jesus' words, there is no one who has left houses or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children, listen, children or farms or homes for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he shall receive 100 times as much now in the present houses and brothers and sisters and mothers. Children, this is the church. This is the body of Christ.
Amen.
That we're going to receive. It says, with persecutions and in the age to come, eternal life. So Jesus himself said, people, when you give these things up, you're going to have to do it through persecutions and afflictions.
Now, let me tell you, one of the ways that you can hold this off is to get your Bible out and start reading it out loud.
Oh, yes.
Read it to yourself and read it to the devil. Read it to all the spirits that are around you. And you've got to stand strong in the Word. And as you build yourself up in the Word and as you pray in the Spirit, Jude verse 20 says,
yes.
Praying in the Spirit, building up your most holy faith.
Oh, praise God.
Hey, I'll tell you, that's the way I get up, and sometimes I get whacked real good.
Oh, that's right.
And I don't always have somebody who would understand the pressures of broadcasting, the pressures of a ministry, and other ministries are busy. How can you call them? They got problems of their own. So we sit down with the Word, and we edify each other with the Word,
mm-hmm.
and we edify ourselves. And basically, it's up to Darren to get Darren up.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to Barbara. I can encourage my wife. But it's really up to you, Barbara, and you do that. You get in the Word, you edify yourself, which means to charge your spiritual battery, and you get up,
mm-hmm.
and we can put those afflictions and persecutions behind us.
That's right. I do it sometimes differently than you, because sometimes I go to the piano, and I play a chorus, and I pray in the Spirit. I go on and on and on, Darren, and you don't have to know English, and you don't have to think about it. You don't have to, you know, it's a no, I hate to say this word because it is a brainer, but it's almost a no-brainer to be in the Spirit and to allow Holy Spirit to come and talk through you.
Yeah, but you know exactly that's what you're looking for is a no-brainer, because in 1 Corinthians 14 it says, when you pray in the Spirit, I'm going to also say sing in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind is unfruitful,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you want. You got to turn off the grinder and get it to stop tormenting
right.
you.
That's
get off
right.
the loop.
That's right.
Well, praise God. Well, you advance the tape to the end, and we'll begin on side two.